But even so, the power of ideas has its own vitality, its own way of transforming new visions, new notions of the world. And we spoke at the end of the Mendelssohn lecture about the word Haskalah, that is the Jewish Enlightenment in Germany. That is the disciples of Moses Mendelssohn who tried to create a pedagogic and cultural movement for reform, for the re-education of the Jew, making the Jew more aware of the sciences, of philosophy, of culture, of also reviving the Hebrew language and eventually also the German language with respect to these German-educated Jews. The Haskalah begins in Germany, but it is transformed into Eastern Europe, and it takes on its own cultural character in the East. In other words, when we use the word Haskalah, which is the Hebrew word for enlightenment, you recall, it is a word which is primarily associated first with Mendelssohn, but in its later 19th century transformation, it reaches Eastern Europe. We could even speak about an Eastern Haskalah, that is an Eastern European Haskalah, and a Western Haskalah. And although there are common denominators here, a commitment to a more secularized kind of Jewish education, clearly the coloring of both societies transforms or suggests a difference between what is going on in the East and what is going on in the West. Let us speak for a moment about Eastern European Haskalah, because it emerges out of that Pale of Settlement, out of those unique conditions I have just described. Here is a group of literary writers writing mostly in Hebrew, later on in Yiddish, but Hebrew is clearly the language which these elites are beginning to express themselves in, a modern biblical idiom, beginning to look at traditional Jewish norms in society and criticize it. They are critical of rabbis, of the rabbinic establishment, of those who are clearly mired in the subtleties of the Talmud as opposed to knowing something about science and the larger culture of the world. In other words, even though this community is insulated socially and culturally, the ideas of the West somehow permeate the boundaries between East and West, and enter into this world and create this elite group of writers who are interested in expressing themselves first in Hebrew and later on in Yiddish, and criticizing the traditional norms of society in place they would prefer to have a more secularized Jewish culture. Let me just give you one example. There are so many, and I would love to talk about this forever, but I'll just talk about one example. One of the writers of this time is a man named Yud Lamed Gordon, or Y.J. Gordon. He's called Yalag in Hebrew. He wrote poems in Hebrew, and he wrote poems mocking the rabbis, using the biblical idiom to make fun of traditional Jewish society. There is one very famous poem of his about a woman who sought to get a divorce from a horrible man that all he did was study Talmud, and he couldn't care less about his family, and he didn't support her, and so on. She finally gets the divorce, but when he writes his name, he leaves off the smallest letter of the Hebrew language, which is the Yud. You see it barely. You can't see it fully. It's somehow missing. Then this guy disappears, goes off to America, leaves the place, and of course, within traditional Jewish law, if a woman doesn't have a writ of divorce, she is not free to marry anyone else. She brings it back to this parochial, low-class rabbi, and he says, look, that little dot there is not visible. I can't give you the divorce. So she ends her life in misery, poverty. Her children starve. And they're all exaggerated, of course, making fun of the rabbis and so on. And what is interesting is then he goes on here about the theme, early feminist theme about the importance of women who are noble and proud, and look how these men are dragging them down and so on. This is a wonderful example of the kind of satire that emerges within the Haskalah. Or to give you one more example, Abraham Mapu. Mapu is a writer of love stories in biblical Hebrew. He has a work called Ahavat Zion, The Love of Zion, in which he waxes eloquently about the love between a man and a woman. Real love, pornographic scenes, already in the first decades of the middle of the 19th century. a bestseller. You can imagine there a rabbinic student, you know, with his big tomes of the Talmud, and underneath it, hidden underneath it, is this little book he's reading, you know, like Lady Chatterley's Lover. So here's an example of what we mean when we talk about in terms of the Haskalah. Criticizing the rabbis, calling for a more productive Jewish society, the infusion of science and rationalism, educational reform, and clearly the liberation of women.